USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are finalizing a $7.5 billion emergency bill to fund the government's response to the coronavirus outbreak in a burst of bipartisan cooperation that's atypical of today's Washington. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he will work with Congress on funding to fight the coronavirus.
We look forward to the emergency funding from Congress, and if we look more issues, I'm sure there will be bipartisan support.
President Trump says the federal government is working with local officials after deadly tornadoes hit Tennessee. He made those comments after meeting with county officials in Washington. At least 22 people are dead after twisters hit the Nashville area early Tuesday morning. The tornado hit when most people were sleeping, and Nashville Fire Department officials say at least 40 buildings have collapsed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The 10-year Treasury bond is hitting a record low again after the Fed Reserve cut the key interest rate 0.5% today. It dropped more than 6 basis points to 1.026%. The bond rate has been falling as people take money out of stocks and look for a safe place to put it. Apple has settled a big class-action consumer lawsuit, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The lawsuit was accusing the company of intentionally slowing down older iPhones. The company has agreed to shell out up to $500 million to settle this class action suit, although Apple denies allegations that it was trying to get people to buy new phones or new batteries by slowing down those older models. Executives say they're settling simply to avoid more legal costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. And if you have one of those older iPhones, you could get $25 for each phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump continuing his Keep America Great Again rallies. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a packed Keep America Great rally in North Carolina, wasting no time making fun of Joe Biden's most recent gaffes. He tells the crowd about Biden calling it Super Thursday instead of Super Tuesday.
After winning at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Joey Logano followed that up with a 12th-place finish at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. NASCAR continues their West Coast road swing by hitting the Phoenix Raceway this Sunday for the FanShield 500. I had a chance to catch up with Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him how him and his teams prepare for these West Coast road trips.
Oh, man, it's a logistics nightmare, to be honest with you. It's hard to be able to... I think our main shop where we build the cars is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So being able to get cars out to the West Coast here 3 weeks in a row is very challenging for all these race teams. So a lot of work back at the shop preparing for cars, weeks in advance and sending trucks out early and swapping cars out here and there. It's tough going back and forth. It's definitely a challenge, but everyone's got to do it.
Tickets are still available for the FanShield 500 and Xfinity race on Saturday as well. Check out phoenixraceway.com for details. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.